I'm Kathleen Dunn on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. We have a two-part show this hour. Academy Award-winning actress Olympia Dukakis will join us in just a moment. All this week, she's at Ten Chimneys conducting a private masterclass on the works of Chekhov. She has an incredibly illustrious career. We'll give you more information on her career in a moment. Second part of our program, the Milwaukee Art Museum has a beautiful exhibit right now, Nature and the American Vision, the Hudson River School. It's an exhibition of 19th century paintings, and it runs through May 8. They're really some of the most important works of art for the first half of the American history. 50 masterpieces, a rare presentation of Thomas Cole's epic, The Course of Empire, and it's they're just outstanding. I saw them over the weekend. Beautiful. So we'll talk about that with the curator of the exhibit. Olympia Dukakis will be our guest for some time here now. She, of course, is an Academy Award winner for her performance in Moonstruck. She also won a Golden Globe Award, American Comedy Award. She's appeared in more than 60 films, including Cloudburst, Mr. Holland's Opus, Steel Magnolias. She's an award-winning stage actress in the U.S. and in London. Her TV credits are many. She was producing artistic director of the Hole Theater, a founding member of the Actors Company and the Charles Playhouse in Boston. She taught at NYU for 14 years, has achieved many Lifetime Achievement Awards, and as I said, is at Ten Chimneys, where she's been before. She was the master teacher for the year 2011, the Lunt-Fontanne Fellowship program at Ten Chimneys, and she returned in 2015 to lead 10 actors in a private masterclass, and now she's doing another private masterclass on the works of Chekhov. We'll have time to take a few phone calls for her. Our number is 800-486-8655. She, of course, has always been involved in political realm as well. Her cousin, Michael Dukakis, you'll recall, ran for president. And so we'll, of course, ask her to give some political thought during the course of our conversation. Olympia Dukakis, hello. Thank you so much for being with us.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, our pleasure. When I read your resume, I'm thinking, holy cow, you've gone through so many different areas in terms of performing the stage, and you produced, and
I'm
you direct,
tired.
And, well, you do
That's
everything.
A lot of stuff. I was listening to myself and thinking, that woman must be tired.
That woman must be tired. But that woman has been so adept in so many different areas. I know I saw an interview with you saying that you like to think of yourself as transformational. That's a good word for you, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, actually. Yeah, I like that word.
So you're doing Chekhov now. Is Chekhov one of your favorite playwrights?
Indeed.
Really?
Indeed he is.
Really?
Has been for many, many, many years. Yeah.
Why?
Why? I guess because he looked at life at a very, very turbulent time in Russian history. And, of course, there were many turbulent times in Russian history, but this was in the latter part of the 19th century. And I think he did he was moved and by what he was seeing, how difficult it was for people to have lives, to even have lives at the time, because of what was going on. And I think that when you do a lot of Chekhov, you begin to understand how deeply affected he was by life and our efforts to overcome difficulties and our efforts to find good lives, and et cetera, et cetera.
Something that is true for all generations and for all times, right?
I'm sorry?
It's true for all generations and for all times to find what's
all
a good
time.
Life.
Yeah, you know, it speaks to any time you're in. It was like, the big question was, how do we live? How do we live with the kind of changes that are happening around us? And how do we find a way to survive? And that, of course, is very, very prominent today. Very prominent.
So you're working with these already terrific actors.
Indeed, I am.
I know.
I'm lucky.
Who've come in from all over the country. What do you do to take an already great actor even better? What do you do?
Well, I think I try to interest them in going a little deeper and expanding their range where they're willing to step and work and live.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's interesting.
And do you do that through the script, or do you do that in other ways, through their lot?
Do it through the script. Right now we're working on the Cherry Orchard, and God knows that play really can open up a lot of cans of worms, that play is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and Randy just wrote me something. He says, what am I doing? I'm into their core. I'm working into their core. That's what he sees me doing.
Yeah, and that makes sense, because when actors are really good, you can tell that's what they're doing.
That's true. That's very true.
Mm-hmm. You've done such a range when you look at the comedy, and I guess you won the Academy Award for a multi-layered comic role in Moonstruck, but you've done Shakespeare, you've done Chekhov, you've really been able to...
done the Greeks.
Yeah, well, that's something, isn't it? Don't you usually specialize in one area? It's remarkable to me that you've been able to be so successful in so many different genres.
Well, I've been very fortunate. I've met some wonderful producers and directors who are willing to take chances with me, and that's really important. And to step out and to be with you when you step out on a limb, I've had some very wonderful opportunities and terrific people there pushing me and coaching me and telling me you can do it and stuff.
And do you remember, Olympia, who first took a chance on you? Do you remember who that person was?
Yes.
Who was it?
Peter Kass. He taught and directed at Boston University in the 50s. And he was extraordinary, extraordinary man. Hadn't graduated high school.
Really?
Yeah. And then he ended up actually running the department at Boston University for the first time there. A really extraordinary man.
And what did he see in you?
What did he see in me? Oh, God. God knows what he saw in me. No, I know. Our willingness to go with danger. I was willing to do that, to put myself in situations that I really didn't know how I was going to get out of. I think he saw that. And a determination, not to be defeated. I didn't want to be defeated.
Mm-hmm.
That was like a...
So do you like that? When you look at roles that you've accepted over your lifetime, have you turned down those roles that don't allow you to go with danger and accepted those that do?
I have. I have turned down. Not so much in the movies, because I got to that late. I was about 57, I think, when I did Moonstruck. But... I'm pretty much determined that when I went to New York, that I got a commercial, Aunt Millie's spaghetti sauce. And I knew at the time that if I stayed only in New York, I was going to do a lot of ethnic parts. People used to ask, well, does she speak English? They thought that because my name was Olympia Dukakis, that I maybe didn't speak English. So I knew I had to do something, and I started companies so that I could play the big parts. I wanted to play the big parts.
Mm-hmm.
I had a fantasy that one day that I would tour the capitals of Europe playing the big parts.
Mm.
That didn't happen. Fortunately for the people of Europe, they didn't have to go through all of that. I had some good times in England.
Isn't it remarkable what you just said, that your film career started when you were 57 years old?
57.
Isn't that something?
Don't make me older. It's bad enough. It's like 57, yeah.
Yeah. Well, what a break that was, because you hear so much about women having a hard time in the field.
Talk about that. A break. Are you kidding?
Right. It was a break.
Norman Jewison did that. He cast me in that.
Maybe somebody saw an old Millie's spaghetti sauce commercial and really liked it. Huh?
That would be nice to think that was the case, but I don't think so.
Yeah, it makes me want to see that ad. I like the sound of it. You've also been very politically active. I want to spend just a moment because I'm sure you have thoughts. Your cousin, Michael Dukakis, who ran for president, we were looking at him on an interview that he did for CNN just a couple days ago, in which he was asked about Donald Trump, who he said of him, I think he's nuts. He also recently talked about politics, or maybe not that recently, being a noble profession and wanted to inspire young people to go into politics.
Oh, I know he feels this way.
Does he still feel that way, or is
yes.
it not? He does.
He feels that the potential is there, the possibility is there, the need is there. The fact that we're in this quagmire is something else, but I know he feels that way. I know that during his the run against Bush, the people were trying to encourage him to spill the beans about Bush and the father, that is, mm-hmm. and he refused to enter into it. I remember I was one of the people that was encouraging him, because Bush was saying such terrible things about him, and lies, all of them lies. That's when it all, now I guess Tammany is where it all started. Hmm. But he said no. He said, I remember exactly, he said, the American people don't want their leaders to behave like that. That's what he said.
What do you think of this year's election, Olympia?
Oh, well, it's... being in the theater, of course, I'm enjoying all the theatrics, and I suppose, and all the made-up stories and the acting and the lying and the—I mean, it's like one drama after another. And I just want better for us. I don't want our children to see this and think that we're letting this happen to our country. That bothers me a great deal when I see young people and this, that that's what they're getting. When you think of me, for me, the first president I remember was Roosevelt, and that was, we thought so highly of him. He was a true leader, and I'm talking about the 40s. And then Truman, and then, I guess the first one for me was Roosevelt, and hearing my parents talking about him and what he meant to their lives. I mean, he changed people's lives. I know there are some people who think that he destroyed America, but we have those people who think that anybody who's really caring about the daily life of America is destroying America and values.
He was very significant, wasn't he? Very significant president.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which makes me want to ask you, returning to your life, and let's frame it this way. When you look at your huge body of work, Olympia, what is most significant? What do you want to say? These were my most significant works, and tell me why.
Well, I don't know how you're using the word significant.
In terms of addressing a social issue, in terms of putting you into a danger area that you relished, in terms of transformational work that you did.
Okay, all right. Well, I was fortunate. I had a bunch of those. I was very fortunate. I had the opportunity, and I mean, Tales of the City, which you didn't mention, I don't think, was, I played a transgendered character.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, before, and Jesse Helms got very upset with me and did everything he could to destroy that series, and now I think, look what's happened. How so many people are beginning to find support and inclusion. You know, when that was a real issue for Tales of the City.
Mm-hmm.
And we did so many of them. And now I'm hopeful that they're going to do the last three books. I'm looking really forward to that when that happens.
Mm-hmm. And Cloudburst, I've heard you in an interview you talked about that. That was a very important work, wasn't it?
Yes. That was, I did that with Tom Fitzgerald.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was, I played it with Brenda Fricker, a very dear friend, who's actually coming to visit from Ireland the next couple of weeks. I've gone there once, and she's come here now. This is her second time, and so we still hang out and whatever. But working with her was great fun, because I grew up in Massachusetts, and I spent my youth fighting in the streets of Lowell and Somerville with the, who do you think I fought with? The Irish.
Ah.
And here I am now in this movie with her, fighting with her. What are you doing? Don't do that. I mean, it was like really funny comic, really, really. I should have done a movie about the two of us. We were pretty funny.
And what keeps drawing you back to Ten Chimneys, Olympia?
Oh, the opportunity to work, to work so deeply and to work without thought of what the results are and without thought of pleasing anybody except the actors themselves, feeling that they have moved themselves in a direction that's more relevant to them and more impactful and all of that. I mean, that's the opportunity. Oh, Randy's writing me a note now. Let me see what he's written.
Okay.
What is it?
No, it's okay.
And is it important for actors to have those kinds of opportunities?
Oh, absolutely. Especially the experienced professional actor who works all the time. It's like an opportunity to go back to the well, an opportunity to refurbish yourself, to restore yourself, to think about who you are, what you are, what you want.
Mm-hmm.
So, and when that happens, it's very rewarding for me.
Mm-hmm. And I must ask you about comedy, because you will forever be known for Moonstruck as well. I mean, it's a big deal to get the Academy Award, for heaven's sake. Is it, isn't it fun to do comedy? I would think it'd be great fun.
Well, sometimes it is. Sometimes it's very hard work. But sometimes it is. I did a series, Bored to Death, with Jason Schwartzman and Zach Galifianakis. It played 2 years, and I did a couple of weeks each of the 2 years that it played, and that was really a lot of fun, because people who have done stand-up and have done that kind of comedy, they don't laugh. They just hit the table and say, that's funny, you know, that's funny, that's funny.
Right.
I had a good time with those guys. And then I did a movie recently with Schwartz. Jason, called The Seven Chinese Brothers. I had a great time with the director. He did so much improvisation that we used to do eight takes that I didn't even know what happened.
Wow, eight takes.
It went just like that. It was so much fun with him.
But is your real love the stage still, or is it everything?
Yeah, no, I very much love the stage. The trouble is I can't do eight a week anymore.
Mm-hmm.
It's too much.
Right. I don't know how anybody does eight a week.
Well, yeah, eight a week.
It's a lot.
It is a lot.
Yeah. Well, we're delighted to have had a chance to speak with you. And I hope
thanks.
Having a rip-roaring good time at Ten Chimneys, it certainly is a wonderful place in Wisconsin.
I would recommend it, yes.
Good. We'll tell people they should go. Thanks, Olympia. Thank you.
All right. right. Bye now.
Olympia Dukakis, she is at Ten Chimneys all this week. She's conducting a private master class on the works of Anton Chekhov. She's been a master teacher of acting and directing at Columbia, NYU, Yale, many other universities in this country and also in Europe. And she was the master teacher for the 2011 Lundfontein Fellowship Program at Ten Chimneys. She returned in 2015, and now she's returning in 2016 to lead actors in The Cherry Orchard. She's had a really... I was just astounded when I read her resume. She's just excelled in so many different areas, on the stage and on the screen, on television, and in the classroom as well, which may be one of the most important. We're going to continue. I hope some of you listening have had a chance to see the Nature and the American Vision, the Hudson River School exhibition of 19th century paintings at the Milwaukee Art Museum. They really are gorgeous. The movement was very important, and we're going to be hearing some of the stories because the painters really were adventurers, particularly the second generation who went to South America and went to Europe to personally sketch and then paint all of these places. And so we'll talk about the importance of the Hudson School and who was in the Hudson School and who founded it and what they were attempting to do and all of that with the curator of the exhibit. And we'll be welcoming your phone calls as well for you to join our upcoming conversation. It's 800-486-8655. 800-486-8655. Email is talk at WPR.org. Our Facebook page is The Kathleen Dunn Show, and we are on Twitter. And that's at K Dunn Show. You are listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.